With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A tour bus returning to New York City from Niagara Falls crashed on an interstate highway yesterday, killing five passengers and injuring many others. Chief of Surgery at ECMC, Dr. Jeff Brewer, tells WKBW Buffalo they were addressing a variety of injuries.
So we have some folks that have some head injuries. We have some folks that have some extremity fractures. Two patients are in the operating room right now, one with internal injuries that are being managed and one with a severe extremity injury. And then we have several folks still getting evaluated of lesser complexity still in the emergency department.
Police say the driver apparently became distracted, lost control, and overcorrected before the bus flipped on its side. People inside were ejected as the window shattered. The driver survived. The FBI has searched the Maryland home and Washington office of ex-Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton as part of an investigation into the handling of classified information. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the president's reaction to the news.
I know nothing about it. I just saw it this morning. They did a raid.
A source tells the AP it's part of an investigation into the handling of classified documents. President Trump says he's not a fan of John Bolton.
He's not a smart guy, but he could be a very unpatriotic guy. I mean, we're going to find out.
Bolton has been critical of the president. Bolton was not detained and has not been charged with any crimes. FBI Director Kash Patel said cryptically online, no one is above the law. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Texas Senate has given final approval to a new Republican-leaning congressional voting map, sending it to Governor Greg Abbott for his signature. President Trump has pushed for the map to help the GOP maintain its majority in Congress in the 2026 midterms. It has five new districts that would favor Republicans. Governor Abbott is expected to quickly sign it into law. This is SRN News. A Texas judge blocks a Ten Commandments law. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The measure requires that every school post a copy of the Decalogue, but U.S. District Judge Fred Beery has granted an injunction on behalf of a group of plaintiffs. Beery says the display of the commandments violates the so-called separation of church and state and peppered his decision with personal opinions, such as his belief that religion was created by man because he fears death. Commandments laws in Kentucky and Louisiana have also been struck down. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One of Sweden's most beloved wooden churches has been moved as part of the relocation of the town of Kiruna. It's happening because the world's largest underground iron ore mine is threatening to swallow the town. Thousands of visitors descended on the small metropolis north of the Arctic Circle to watch the Kiruna Swedish Lutheran Church. Relocation this week atop a giant wheeled platform. The neo-Gothic exterior is considered the most distinctive building. This is SRN News. Flight attendants at both U.S. regional and legacy airlines say they're frustrated by what they call low wages and long-standing airline practices of not paying them during the boarding process.
Air Canada flight attendants recently went on strike, highlighting these wage and practice issues. But U.S. flight attendants have found themselves locked in contract negotiations for years. A nearly century-old law in the U.S. makes it very difficult for airline workers to legally go on strike. Meanwhile, U.S. flight attendants claim their wages have failed to keep pace, despite their jobs becoming more demanding in recent years.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Open tryouts for the Women's Professional Baseball League have begun at the Washington Nationals Youth Baseball Academy. Yesterday, players from 10 countries, including Japan, Australia, and Mexico, began showcasing their skills. Participants range in age from 17 to 57. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.